website, trying to get asylum in the U.S. as a political target in the German government. Boy, does she deserve it. In studio with us coming up right now in about 6 minutes, but right now we're taking more calls. Daniel in New York on Israel and the insanity of the Israel lobby, basically calling for Tucker's death, his elimination, his neutralization as a fox in a hen house, and that he is the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, this is all a distraction. The problem is we're looking through this all through a political lens too much because there's all this confusion.
Wait, about your Israel. Phone's a little low. Speak up. Speak up.
Yeah, all this confusion about Israel, like who's right, who's wrong, you know, it's all a distraction. We're seeing this all through the flesh. We need to see this through the spirit because right now Lord's exposing, he's exposing so much in our lives. He's exposing it in your life, my life, Israel. God works through multiple systems here because he already gave us his storyline. If we see this through the spirit, because Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, gave us the storyline in chapter 12, verse 2, 3, verse 10. It tells us that all the nations will turn against Israel, not because God's forsaken her, but because he's humbling her pride. He's going to strip away every alliance that she has so that finally that she can look up and she can see the one that they pierced. So this is just, it's a mercy disguised as a shaking. Let's face it, people, when they come to Jesus, that they typically it's not things aren't going great. We have to be shaken, and that's what we're seeing go on. We're seeing prophecy unfold in front of our eyes right now. But this goes beyond just Israel. It's in all of our lives. It's through multiple different layers of reality. And, you know, it ties right together with Romans 11 with the mystery of the olive tree. So, you know, all the Jew-hater believers out there, like, you're acting just like them with your pride because you're grafted into a tree you're not even supposed to be part of, it says. So,
all right, Daniel, interesting points. Thank you so much. Cameron in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Tucker and Nick interview. I thought it was great. I appreciate you getting that set up. My question for you is, what is your opinion on where we go from here? It definitely seems, as Nick said on his show a couple days ago, that there's a civil war happening within the Republican Party right now, whether it's MAGA versus America First.
Well, let's be clear. They're trying to use stuff like that interview to bully everybody for Netanyahu to run the Republican Party. So Netanyahu knows exactly what he's doing, and so that's the issue. That's why I'm upset.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. What is your reaction to the Ben Shapiro's and the Josh Hammers that seem to be definitely deepening the wedge within the party?
Well, because their audiences are tiny now. They're not popular. They're neocons. They were never Trumpers. They want to say they're MAGA now. They tried that during the Iran strike. So it's just a replay of that. It's going to fail. That's why I'm saying just stop. Why make yourself the villain? I don't want to blow Israel up. I don't hate you. But they just can't help it. They just are in the trough trying to take over, and they pick Tucker Carlson as the new Hitler. I mean, that is just a dumb move.
Yeah, we all know where that goes with that type of language. I mean, that's exactly what they were telling us got Charlie Kirk killed a couple weeks ago. So.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any evidence of that, and I've still not seen actual physical evidence of it. But, my God, I mean, they're basically calling for Tucker to get killed, so they better hope he doesn't get a hair on his chin hurt. Woo!
That's right. Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Owl Killer, go ahead. You're on the air. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey, so real quick. Ultimate life force, I don't see how that is the same as Nitric Boost. That's what you told me a couple weeks back. So I just clarify that with me because I ordered it. I don't see any of the same ingredients.
No, I'm saying it has, from the scientists we talked to, it has even more that do similar things. Well, right, we love bad reviews. We've never got one before.
No. It's not a bad review. Not a bad review. I just want to – I was looking for pretty much the arginine that was inside of the Nitric Boost. But I got Ultimate Life Force. I'm going to try it. Your turmeric is off the hook. I'm methylene blue. I just got methylene.
Hold on. We got a guest coming up, but we'll hold you over. We'll get into Germany and then Europe and the censorship and the EU. Oh, God, we're about to not come about Israel, folks. We're covering up. Netanyahu paid me. But we'll come back to you because I want to finish up talking about this. There's different compounds do similar things. Okay, so you haven't taken it yet, so you don't know.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
My name is Naomi Zeit, and I am the first European to seek asylum in the United States of America under President Trump's new proposal for a refugee mandate, because I am facing persecution in my home country, Germany, for my political views, for my support for the AfD party, the only opposition party in Germany, and most importantly, for my advocacy for free speech. I have become the target of severe government and intelligence surveillance and harassment. My communications have been intercepted. And my family has been stalked by reporters for the state media, for whom we pay taxes. And I continue to receive death threats from Antifa. When I asked the police for help in the past about these death threats, they did not offer me help because physical harm had not occurred yet. President Trump has correctly identified Antifa as a terrorist organization. But meanwhile, the German government silently condone these attacks on their own citizens, as if they are soldiers for their agenda. This year, I helped arrange the viral X Live conversation between Elon Musk and AfD leader Alice Weidel, which I'm sure many of you have seen, as it drew international media coverage. While Europe is becoming a breeding ground for tyranny, America still treats the right to free speech as sacred, and thank God for that. In Germany, it is illegal under paragraph 188, which was extended under former Chancellor Angela Merkel, to insult or damaged the reputation of a politician. I will not apologize for violating their legal special protection because in a democracy, politicians must tolerate criticism. The reason why the German government and intelligence gained an interest in me is because I was the very first young English-speaking influencer to openly align with the AfD party, right-of-center political views, and most importantly, I supported President Trump since he came down the golden escalator in 2015 and announced that he was running for president. Trump's election victory was the crack in the matrix that terrified globalist tyrants. And now I am the bridge between Germany and the MAGA movement, which the European Union desperately wants to burn. You may remember me from 2020 when I appeared on Fox and on the front page of the Washington Post and became internationally recognized as the anti-Greta Thunberg, a climate skeptic. Now I am a representative for Deutschlandkurier, Germany's leading alternative media outlet, whose editor-in-chief David Bendels received a 7-month probation sentence earlier this year because he posted a meme mocking the interior minister's hatred of free speech. Quite ironic, if you ask me. This is why I started working with them, because I stand in solidarity with his admirable courage. I am publicly sharing my asylum request now, as President Trump has announced new refugee priorities, including Europeans who have been targeted for their peaceful expression of views online, such as opposition to mass migration and support for populist parties, according to the New York Times. But if you think I ran away cowardly and abandoned my homeland, you would be mistaken. This is only the beginning. I am seeking protection under the United States government to expose the truth about the tyranny of Germany and the European Union, who have made the MAGA administration their enemies. And I encourage everybody in Europe to stand up for what MAGA represents and turn it into MAGA. Let's fight, fight, fight.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Well, I've been interviewing Naomi Zeif for 3 or 4 years, and Elon Musk has been championing what she's done. She works closely with Nick Sordor, a great reporter who does a weekend show with us. But she's got the government of Germany after her, and they arrest peaceful people, journalists, doctors, you name it, that just fly to Spain and do an anti-open border rally, and they come back and arrested. You've had dozens of AfD candidates in the lead killed the last few months. Germany is a real tyranny at the heart of the unelected EU with their unelected commission. And so we have the EU suing the U.S., attacking us, trying to shut down our speech. It's an important foreign interest trying to manipulate us domestically. So I just spent 3 hours on Israel. But quite frankly, if you look at the real footprint of the EU, it's bigger than Israel and Netanyahu trying to control us. So this is a big deal. China, even bigger. So we cover it all. For people that only know about one issue, you need to learn about others. So Naomi Zeit is our guest. Last name spelled S-E-I-B-T. Sounds like Zeitgeist Zeit. Naomi is here with us, and she's got an amazing bio. Most people know who she is already, but she's officially seeking asylum here. The first German seeking it in the U.S. Well, we already have thousands of Germans. Just like 400 years ago, they fled Germany and Switzerland to the United States, back then colonies, to practice Protestantism. We now have thousands of Germans fleeing to Russia, mainly German farmers, so that the government doesn't take their children because they won't teach them transgenderism. So it's whether you have the Boers or whether you have Nigerian Christians being killed or, you know, whoever they are, this is a serious issue. This is a very serious plea. You've been promoting this for months. It needs to happen. And Trump needs to grant you asylum. We'll find out where that is right now. But also AfD, Le Pen, Marie Le Pen in France. I mean, this is the big push. If we can free Europe, we can free the world. It's Europe trying to continue the war with Russia, trying to do all this. I mean, Europe is so central to everything we're doing. So, Naomi, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. This is my first time meeting you in person. I've been following you for 10 years. So this is truly an honor. I'm very excited to
be. Well, it's an honor to talk to you, but you've got the floor. Tell people about yourself, what you've been through, what's happening, why you're asking for asylum, and then give us the big picture about what's happening in Europe.
Yeah. There are multiple reasons. I have been persecuted by Antifa for years, but I thought maybe it ends there. Maybe that's bad enough to actually get death threats from Antifa in my emails, even phone calls, some of which I have actually recorded. I went to the police with them, and they told me as long as you haven't actually been raped or killed or harmed in any way, there's nothing we can do about it. And I've been publicly vocal about my political opinions since 2019. So I started pretty young, when I was 18 turning 19. And then I found out over the course of the last months that it doesn't stop with just the death threats from Antifa. It doesn't stop with all the media defamation that I've been going through for the past years. No, I'm actually under surveillance by German intelligence actively. They have intercepted phone calls of mine with friends, and they have been spying on me for years, since 2019. I actually filed an official request to German intelligence to find out whether or not I was under surveillance, and they reported back that, yes, indeed, they have examples going back to 2019 where they have my name in their files, and indeed my name pops up over 1,000 times.
So they've been keeping tabs on you, and all you're doing is promoting sovereignty for Germany.
Yes, correct. Promoting sovereignty, standing up against the climate change agenda. That was a big thing that I did in 2019. I became known as the anti-Greta Thunberg. And I think the reason why I'm the main threat is because I'm a young, blonde, innocent-looking woman, and I was the very first one who was outspoken about German politics as an influencer, in a sense. Because Germans like to keep to themselves, are not very vocal in the international sphere. But I wanted to connect with Americans because I saw what's going on in America. I supported Trump since 2015. And I knew that the only way that we can reclaim our sovereignty, our freedom in Germany, was to actually connect with America.
Here's CBS News. Yay, Germany's putting people in prison for speech. I mean, this is real tyranny.
Yes. And there is I mentioned it in the video that you showed before. We have Article 188, which was extended under Angela Merkel, that makes it illegal for us to damage the reputation of politicians or insult them. Like, for example, you post a poop emoji next to a politician, that can give you a fine of, if you're very lucky.
That's a real case you mentioned.
That's real. That's a real case. And this person got charged with, insulting a politician, and they had to pay €600. But that's mild. There was another incident where a politician was called fat, and she had to pay. They had to pay, I think, around €9,000. Many of these people, they cannot afford.
And again, people say, "Oh, why do we care? Who don't have empathy?" This is the same model in Canada. They're passing these laws right now. The UK. This is everywhere. This is the plan for here.
Yeah. And at the same time, our state media, whom we pay taxes for, by the way, which fortunately is not the case in America, they completely defame the Trump administration. Have been doing that since 2015. Even now, that's still going on. When Charlie Kirk died, the number one U.S. correspondent for the state media that we pay taxes for, he completely defamed Charlie Kirk, lied about him, said that he called for the stoning of gay people. This is where Germans get their news about America.
And you read these articles out of The Economist, you think it's pro-free speech. The threat of free speech in Germany, one of the freest countries in the world, takes a hammer to its own reputation. They're like, oh, these people have speech, they're hurting freedom. It's the opposite. This is crazy.
Yeah. You have a great example there where our former Interior Minister, Nancy Faeser, she's notorious for restricting free speech. She also introduced the hate speech action days. And the chief editor of the leading alternative media outlet, Deutschlandkurier, he posted a meme of her holding up a sign that says, "I hate freedom of speech." And what did she do? She decided, yeah, I do hate freedom of speech, actually, and I'll put you in prison for it. So he was put on a 7-month probation sentence. But the case is not even over.
And let's be clear, there's an anti-free speech train coming out of Europe and us. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's coming to America, 100%. That's the intention, and they want to kind of hide it, the extent of tyranny that's going on in Europe.
By the way, you don't even really talk much about Israel, but Israel's used, Holocaust, whatever, the left to ban speech. Now we have the right wing saying Tucker is the reincarnation of Hitler. He needs to die. Looking at that, this is getting crazy.
Yes, 100%. I am a big fan of Tucker, which is extremely controversial. But I'm definitely not a far-right Nazi. And I mean, if they want to scream anti-Semitism, they need to go to all the Islamists that are establishing a caliphate in Germany. The AfD has never voiced any truly Nazi anti-Semitic beliefs. So it is definitely a smear campaign.
Let's talk about AfD, because I follow, what they say. It's pretty milquetoast. I mean, it's not like... It's just like sovereignty. We're being overrun. We need cheaper energy. We need to cut taxes. I mean, this sounds like mainline Republican Party, but they are like attacking their kids in school. They're putting them in jail. They're killing them. I mean, wow, what's going on with AfD?
The AfD is definitely, they are under surveillance too. That's official. They have been declared far-right extremists by German intelligence. And the reason why, they define it in their documents as because of their ethnic-based nationalism, which is crazy because according to our constitution and Article 116, it's actually the case that our identity as Germans is tied to our ethnicity. There's the rule of the blood versus the rule of the land. In America, for example, you got the rule of the land, but in Germany and in Russia and in many places in Africa, you got the rule of the blood. And it is like, you are German if you are ethnically German. That's not a bad thing. And it doesn't mean that we hate everyone else. It doesn't mean that we put the R in.
But you're allowed to have your identity.
Oh, yeah. That's how it should be. We should be allowed to have our own identity. But the only reason, the real reason why they go against the AfD is because the AfD is against the oppression of free speech. They want to get rid of the establishment media, the state media that we pay taxes for.
And they've been winning. What about all these?
Oh, totally.
How many have AfD candidates have died now? It was 8, 10, 12, 14. How many is it now magically just die when they're about to win elections?
Yeah. And then the argument that they give us is that these people, they were already over 60 years old, or they had pre-existing conditions. Yeah, why would you target someone where it would be more obvious? It's extremely weird that so many people would die within such a short time span. So,
well, that's desperation by the power structure.
It is.
But I noticed all these deaths didn't matter. AfD is just more popular.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They are now the most popular party in Germany. So it didn't work out for our now Chancellor Friedrich Merz. He was seen in the White House acting like he's best buddies with President Trump because they both don't like Angela Merkel a lot. But the only reason why he doesn't like Angela Merkel is not for ideological reasons, but just because they were competitors. They are fighting for the same thing, exactly the same thing, mass migration. And now under the new government, supposedly conservative Christian, they're actually wasting more of our taxes on far-left NGOs. So it's all hypocritical. It's all just a front.
Why is Europe trying to commit suicide?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, but I think that I can only do it. I can only investigate the truth behind everything if I get the official protection from the U.S. government. This is the reason why I'm...
Let's get into that. You are, and Sordor's been at the White House. Trump loves him. I can get Trump up. I mean, so obviously you're on this campaign. You need to be, just like Trump gave the Boers protection. He's talking about giving Nigerians protection. You immediately, 100%, you should be in the White House press corps. So what should we do to get you asylum here? You've not been given that yet?
Fortunately, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna reached out to me after I went public with my application. And she invited me to her office, told me, bring all the papers you got, show me all the evidence. And she said instantly, I'm going to help you with your asylum case. And if you have any other Germans who are seeking protection or at least wide recognition so that we can help them make their cases more public, then she's willing to help me with that. So that's incredible. I got offers to help me from multiple sources. I initially didn't beg anyone. I didn't want to ask for any favors. I think my case truly speaks for itself. So the media are coming to me now and saying, you're so hypocritical because you're applying for asylum, even though you don't like asylum seekers. There's a big difference. I'm not against immigrants. I'm against open borders, not checking these people. We have so many actual terrorists in the country, some criminals who have committed already like 15 times crimes and they're still not being deported because it's such a bureaucratic issue. Oh, but it's not difficult to put me under surveillance for years, even though I've never committed any crimes of any significant nature. Like, I've never been violent and I've never called for violence and I never will.
Well, it's a great PR win, too, to point out that Germany's a tyranny.
Yeah.
I wanted the crew to pull it up. Maybe they can't find it because it's a year old or so. But have you seen all the reports of the thousands of German Christians, families, farmers fleeing to Russia because the left's taking their kids?
Understandable, especially for Christians, because in the mainstream media, the state media, tax-funded, they are now actually denouncing Christians and saying that Christian influencers are inherently far right. They are warning children about this. That's pretty crazy. It should be a Christian country, even ruled right now by the Christian Democratic Union Party. But this same chancellor, he actually recently said in the parliament when he was confronted by an AfD politician who asked him, would you, because he formed a coalition with the left, would you, if the left wants to push for late stage abortions, would you allow it? And he said, yes. Just to spite the AfD.
So what's the end game? Blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, destroy German industry, collapse everything, brag about it. What is the left doing destroying its own countries?
It's horrible. It's very sad to see. I truly believe that it is a power agenda. It is the agenda to form some sort of socialist super state with the European Union. Angela Merkel hijacked the CDU, which was formerly conservative. They were formerly like the Republicans in Germany. She hijacked them. She shut down our nuclear power. She started the green agenda and she imported all these immigrants. I truly believe she came from East Germany. It's very important to know this. She is most likely a socialist. She was raised by a socialist. There are many rumors that she was a Stasi agent, actually. And her first press secretary, Wolfgang Schnur, was a confirmed Stasi agent. She was operating around all these socialists for a very long time. Many of her co-workers from that time confirmed that she was a socialist. There's something very shady going on. I think there's an agenda behind it.
Well, you could certainly start a trend with Germans fleeing tyranny, but also protect you, but also point out what's happening. And then you're already a huge reporter reaching so many people. If you get asylum in the U.S., what would your plan be?
My plan is to expose everything that's going on behind the scenes. I have spoken to the former head of German intelligence who was actually fired because he started speaking out against Angela Merkel and because he was against the banning of the AfD party. I'm going to connect more with not just the AfD, but also Europeans of all countries who are pursuing the same goals. And we want to challenge the European Union and make Europe great again.
Well, I could ask a million questions, but I don't want you to continue on here. Maybe we can take some calls for you. Folks, we want to talk to Naomi Zeit, literally the top German English-speaking reporter, hands down, viral post every day. Elon Musk promoting her for years. You have any questions or comments for her about the AFD, about Europe, about the future against the globalist, about how EU wants to continue war with Russia? The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We got Al Killer wanted to finish up about threats against Tucker, but going back to that briefly, I know Israel's not really on your radar screen, but what do you think of Netanyahu, the Israel First lobby, wanting to go after Tucker and kick him off the air? Don't they get that would turn them into villains? He's not even against Israel. They just lie and say he is because they want to play victim, in my view.
Yeah, I think it's a very shady attack on him, particularly because, especially me as a German, I came to America to be respectful of the America First principle. I don't want to influence American politics in any way so that they prioritize Germany as Germany first. I came here extremely respectful, like I'm not showing my German flag anywhere, even though I'm very proud of my German.
Yeah, I noticed you never even talk about our politics. You want to like try to free Germany. You're open about that.
Yeah, I want to free Germany. I don't want to invade the United States of America. And I think it's just Tucker very clearly. It's just very America first. And he's questioning Israel's influence, which I don't think should be demonized as anti-Semitic.
And there's a freedom to being for your country. Yeah. You don't have to think about it. You just do it.
Yeah. And I'm friends with a lot of Israeli Jews. I don't have any problems with them. I just think that this coordinated attack against Tucker and people like him is, yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Well, it's Netanyahu.
Yeah.
So how does he speak for everybody? He's out of control. He has 50% approval rating.
Yeah. Personally, like I said, I'm not closely involved with the Israeli politics. I mean, you also need to consider, as a German, it's just something where we stay out of this business because it would be even more dangerous. Like, I would be in jail tomorrow if I could.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. But, I mean, it's just like, that's 80 years ago. We're so sick of it. So now they go, we have the new Hitler as Tucker Carlson. They could have at least picked somebody we would believe it about. They picked this lovable puppy dog to be Hitler. It does not sell.
Yeah, this entire Nazi defamation is just going wrong because I have been defamed as an anti-Semite in the media myself, which was crazy because that was when I was 19 years old and I was just getting into the politics stuff and I was the anti-Greta Thunberg. So I was criticizing climate change from a very scientific perspective because I'm a big fan of science and I mostly looked into the physics behind it, spoke to a lot of physicists. And then they took a statement that I made, apparently, took it completely out of context to defame me as an anti-Semite. And I didn't know what's going on. I had never heard about like Jewish conspiracies or anything before. I never knew anything about Israel, to be honest.
But by doing it, it creates it. It like, you know.
It was definitely on purpose. It was a smear campaign to try to destroy me. So yeah,
And then a lot of people aren't sophisticated like you. They go, oh, you accuse me of that. Well, I get, you know, it must be true.
Yeah, it's true. Like a lot of people then get shut down entirely. And it was difficult for me because I definitely got attacked by the media a lot. I had someone from the media actually show up at my house when I was...
Oh, really 30 years ago, I'm like, I had Ron Paul on. Let's audit the Fed. Front page of the paper. Jones attacks Jews. Like, what is the Fed? What is this? Like, it just goes on and on. Naomi Zeit, stay there. We're going to come back, take phone calls and talk about a lot of their key issues straight ahead. Where's the best place for people to find you? On X?
Basically just on X because every other platform is going to ban me.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this. And so we put this together as both the methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean,
Here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
In times uncertain of what the future holds, when cameras see everything and silence speaks louder than words, you'll need more than just awareness. You'll need focus. You'll need power. Fuel your mind. Energize your body. Stay sharp in the age of control with Methylene Blue from thealexjonesstore.com. Because no matter how advanced the system becomes, your energy is your freedom.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Well, thank you, Kurt Russell. You will be on Naomi Zeit with Harrison Smith in the second hour of his show, 4 p.m. today. Great to have you here in Austin, Texas with us. So I really don't have words to describe people that don't study it or don't know. I know most listeners understand this. Remember, you're not who we're talking to. We're talking to the new people. We're looking for the lost sheep here. The UK and Germany are fabulous tyrannies now. You pray 200 yards from an abortion clinic, 2 years in jail. You post a thing saying cutting little boys' penises off is wrong, 3 years in jail. I have countless videos, I even get into it, where thousands of Muslims marched with machetes and knives this weekend, mass stabbings all over the UK. You talk about it, you go to jail. This is a sick plan. If I wanted to sit here for 4 hours a day and just show Muslims killing people in Germany, France, Sweden, hand grenades, blowing up, their favorite thing's a baby in a baby carriage. They just like flies to, you know what, just like, rah, kill, kill babies, kill. I mean, these people love us, is all I'm telling you. And I mean that sarcastically. And then they're arresting masses of Germans that even criticize it anyway. They've killed all these candidates and they shoot up FICO, and just it just goes on and on. Well, what's happening? This is true tyranny, and we've kind of just gotten used to it, kind of like every day, oh, a new government document, Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, Alex Jones, his whole crew targeted. And those are just kind of like, well, that's just what was, you know, they're targeting you people. These are real tyrants. This is real evil. Okay? And it's all part of a larger plan. So, Naomi, you were telling me you do think you're going to get asylum here in the U.S. very soon.
I truly hope so. I mean, there's never say, I don't want to confirm it 100% and then jinx it. But I have so much incredible support from incredible people. I couldn't wish for more, honestly. It's a blessing, I have to say. The entire past year has been a blessing, even though it's been, obviously it's been extremely difficult, very challenging. But at the same time, it's been the 1 year where I gained the most hope. The more I have to fight, the more resilient I become. And I feel like I'm stronger than ever to fight.
Well, let's talk about Elon Musk. He has really been your champion.
Yes, I'm very grateful for that. It's an incredible opportunity. He discovered one of my tweets in June of 2024, where I endorsed the AfD party for the European election. And this led to him contacting me about why is it that every single time that I speak about the AfD, I get called far right and there's so much negative stigma. And I explained to him essentially that the AfD is not comparable to the Nazis at all.
You challenged him to investigate, which he did.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I told him, please do your own research. And it's he does that. I mean,
Tucker did this for me. Just a quick story. About 2.5 years ago, before they brought it back on X, Elon's attacking me, saying I did all these things to dead kids' parents, which I never did anything. It was all made up. And Tucker at dinner said, listen, Alex didn't get banned for that. He never did that. And Elon said, fine, I'll investigate. So Elon, as busy as he is, spent half a day, and he talked about it on air with me, and he went, because he has everything we ever did, even the band stuff. He went and looked at our whole catalog. He could call it the log, and I never talked about it, but like three times and said it happened the three times. The point was, he said, oh my God, none of this is true. Yeah, he has the whole log. He saw it. Imagine, he spent 5-6 hours investigating just because Tucker told him and said, okay, this is true, I'll bring you back. But just think about that. That's the level of dedication we've got with him.
That's true. The media do like to ask me, oh, so he just got all his information from you about the AfD? Yeah, that's not true. He does his research very well. He also asked me on a very specific occasion to verify a claim that I made in a video.
Well, I remember he investigated like 3 months after he talked to you.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, he didn't follow me instantly. I think it took multiple months for sure.
I remember he said he went and did it.
Yeah, it's true.
He went and actually watched it and read it and said, these people are pretty tame, actually.
Yeah, it's true. And he didn't follow me for a long time before, even though he actually already interacted with me, he didn't follow me for a while. And then he followed me at some point and I gained his trust by just verifying over and over again that the claims that I was making were true.
Well, look how he loves Tommy Robinson, too.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing.
It took him years to, you know, but that's the thing is, you want to get his attention. Because, like with Doge, anything he does is good, actually. He's got limited attention because he's so busy.
Yeah. I have a Doge hat, too. A hat that says Doge, because I'm a big fan of what he was doing. He has so many companies. He's running everything.
Well, Trump wouldn't have got in without him. I mean, we owe him a true debt.
Yes, 100%. I remember I was at the Madison Square Garden rally. Everybody was cheering for him. Everybody was excited to see him on stage. It was truly, it's
such. And the Republican Party got jealous, so they kicked him out.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But I think that they are now friends again, I think.
Yeah, they are. They've patched it up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no defamation campaign can hurt what they have achieved together. Definitely.
Well, he was on Rogan last Friday, and they go, he looks skinnier, he looks older. I don't think so. He looks more hardcore.
Yeah.
And people say, like, you know, what do you think a president ages? I mean, this is like, we're in a war here. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, playing games here.
We've seen the comparison of Obama when he started versus when he went out of office. I mean, that's some pretty significant.
Well, when you decide to care, it is consuming. But every minute is like a lifetime compared to people that don't live. People don't get that. Like, when you're engaged fighting evil, like, every day is like a year. It's like, it's better. It's like, I live more totally committing to this.
I am a different person from who I was a year ago. I still have all the same beliefs and everything, but I just feel more confident within myself and with expressing my views, just because I know at this point I should not be ashamed of my beliefs and for standing up for myself and for my country, especially. This is not just about me. This is not just about me applying for asylum so I can run away from Germany. I'm fighting for not just...
No, you need a base to free Germany.
Yeah, that's my mission. That's why I'm applying for asylum. If I just wanted to run away, I could just apply for a visa and then go into hiding, essentially.
I know you can talk about it. I followed it. You know more than I do. But there were a lot of manipulations to even keep AFD from not being number one, though they're winning all the local elections. So AFD is very close. If Germany becomes free, all of the EU does. People that don't know, explain that.
This is very true. The European Union is dominated by Germany, and the entire agenda from the European Union that is all originating in Germany, and the AfD, they actually are considering stepping out of the European Union. That's most likely going to happen under an AfD government. I have a very specific memory that I would like to share with you. When I was 13 years old, I was not political at all yet, like nothing. I never had any political beliefs, but my mom was invited to a CDU party event in my hometown. I didn't even know what the AfD was. The AfD was the youngest party. They were just created. This was before the mass migration crisis, which means the AfD was not known as the anti-migration party yet. And there was this, he's an associate with Angela Merkel, very close with Angela Merkel. And he said at this event, I think we must all agree in this room, we must eliminate the AfD. And the only reason why is because the AfD was created as an anti-EU or EU critical party. So the idea was not to eliminate them because they went against Angela Merkel's migration stance. It was originally because they were critical of the European Union. I will never forget that moment.
And for those that don't know, that's a key. I've seen you tell the story. I'm glad you're in person. 1947, Treaty of London. 1956, Treaty of Rome. It was a steel deal where they got the countries to slowly give away sovereignty. A lot of countries even vote to really enter it. It is an unelected dictatorship. Explain that to people, that the commission, yeah, there's a parliament, but it's advisory. The commission, headed up by Ursula von der Leyen, is a dictatorship.
Yeah, totally. We have no democratic impact on what's going on in the European Union, and I have some friends from the EU.
And that's the elephant in the room. Yes, the EU is unelected.
Yeah, it's important.
Explain that.
Yeah, it's super important to influence anything in the European Union. My friend Peter Bistron from the AfD, he's a representative in the European Parliament. And whenever I ask, like, can we achieve something in the European Union? Can we file a request? Can we disclose something? There's basically no way. It's super complicated, the process, to bring anything through. They tried to cancel Ursula von der Leyen multiple times. Both times it failed because it's just such a complicated, very German bureaucratic process. That's usually the reason. And I mean, Ursula von der Leyen is not even the root of all evil. She would just easily be replaced.
She's a puppet. But the point is that huge deal she had with Pfizer, what a scammer. Let's go to some phone calls on the Israel question real fast. Al Killer, finish your point about Israel, and we're going to move to the other callers.
Well, so, you know, she's actually touching on it. So, yes, Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson were actually the MVPs of that last election. Anybody that's saying that Tucker Carlson needs to be neutralized really should be investigated, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't care if it's a lawmaker. Somebody should say, what did you actually mean by that? I do want to say I think Israel is a bigger problem than what I think you is in your opinion. I'm going to tell you reason why. There's tapes out there now of Richard Nixon talking to Billy Graham. They're both scared to death to even mention the influence that Israel has. That's the president of the United States. If what Tucker Carlson is saying is true, Netanyahu is running around, or was running around, in the weeks following the bombing of Iran, saying that he's running the United States of America. I'm sorry, I agree with Steve Bannon. It's time for us, and maybe Russia wants to get involved, or nations that have something in the stake, something at stake in the Middle East, and we provide security for
Israel. All right, I know, I hear you. We already did that. Thanks for the call. Thank you. All right, let's go to Ty in Florida. Wants to talk to Naomi Zeit. Talking about the death threat she's dealt with. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ty.
Hey, I was going to say that I find it interesting that she shows them emails of death threats and says, well, you're not, nothing, no harm's been done to you, so we can't do anything. But yet they turn around and arrest people for posting memes, which isn't even a death threat.
Well, they have Antifa and the Muslims killing people every day. Like you said in the video earlier, the left is their soldiers. The Antifa is their soldiers.
Yeah, I don't even feel like these people are evil within themselves. I feel like they are just completely brainwashed. If they look at me, they see a Nazi, they see a monster. They have been trained to see something truly evil within me, which is very scary.
Because you don't want to be gang raped by Muslims. You're a Nazi. It's literal brainwashing. Anything else, Ty?
I think the only way that we change this is going to take pressure from other countries to stop the tyranny over there.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Glenn in Canada. You're on the air with Naomi Zeit. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Naomi. Just want to say, one, I hope you get asylum, and two, I hope you don't have to use it very long. I'm calling from Canada, and we've got an interesting phenomenon, and I don't know if it's a coincidence, but we have so many East Indians here. The East Indians are complaining about how many East Indians there are, and they've just started.
Yeah, nothing against Indians. They're nice people overall, but my God, Austin is like Calcutta now. I mean, it's like, wow, how many have been brought in?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, Alex, but it's a lot, and they're really, it's like I said, it's replacement migration. I'm the last thing in the world from races, same as yourself, friends of all races, but it's replacement migration. It's intentional, but they've actually had to slow down because it was ruining the housing market, car markets, and all kinds of different markets. But anyways, my question for Naomi is there anything like that happening in Germany? Or the
total Islamic invasion? Well, let her answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned the term the Great Replacement, which is, by the way, Nazi dog whistle in Germany. So if you say that, then this is going in your intelligence document 100%. Even though it's totally true. I mean, just look at the declining birth rates.
Well, it's a UN plan is replacement migration.
Yeah, if you say that we're being replaced by immigrants, that's Nazi, not just a dog whistle. That's very plain Nazi rhetoric, according to German intelligence, to the German state.
Even but it's an official 2000 plan, year 2000 by the UN.
Yeah, that's...
Guys, pull up UN replacement migration document.
Yeah.
It's the official policy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm not saying that the German intelligence is very intelligent. Clearly, they don't even know our own constitution very well.
Oh no, they know it's real. Yeah, but they just say it. You're not allowed to say it.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
They're arrogant. Thank you, Glenn. Michael in Boston or Michelle in Boston. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long time. We haven't spoken in a bit. Naomi, I just wanted to say that God bless Anna Paulina Luna, and I hope she fast tracks your asylum request and. You're the kind of person we need here in America and we want here in America. And, Alex, I just wanted to say you're getting ready to go big, you know, next level. Just food for thought, not trying to put you on the spot, but your mind's probably already working this way, but this girl would make, like, a great addition to maybe a European desk or something of that nature. She's gonna
hey, we got to get through the bankruptcy. We're going 20 hours a day live. Absolutely. We got a lot of big plans here.
Right on. But you know what I mean? She's going to need a home. So, you know, we want people like her here. She's
hey,
young,
buy
she's
the products at thealexofshore.com. It'll finance it all. We want reporters everywhere. She'll come, yeah, we'll do it all.
Right on. All right, man.
The White House, they made a big deal about Brianna Morello. Oh, God, InfoWars reported at the Pentagon. That she's off right now to Patrick and David. They've already said when Trump got in, hey, Alex, send reporters. We don't have the money. So it's like the left's, oh, God, oh, God. Hey, don't worry. Once this is all done, we'll have reporters everywhere.
imagine, I mean, this is even like Lara Logan. I mean, I don't know if she can, you know.
We plan to get Laura Logan. That's already, she wants to work here. It's already done.
You could put a lineup together that would just rock.
Yeah, you read my mind, buddy. Laura Logan lives out in Fredericksburg. She wants to work here. She's waiting. Don't worry. Thanks for the call. You want to respond to that about building the independent press?
I'll be here for it. I think there might be a problem with my current asylum status that I would not be allowed to work for Americans. I mean, honestly, I'm even willing to do it for free because.
No, we'll figure it all out. It'll be good. You can. All right, here we go. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on the air with Naomi Zeit. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Naomi. Good to talk to you guys. Pleasure. And I just want to say, Alex, I just bought another round of the methylene blue, the methylene red, and a hat. So I'm
Thank
trying
you.
To get those reporters for you. But my whole point for calling today, I actually called Thursday and was going to get a call back Friday, but no calls were taken. So that's okay. I'm glad I got through today because basically my whole thing with Naomi goes back to the Albert Pike's prediction or plan for World War III seems to be working out. You know, we've got certain influencers and powers that be that are pushing this agenda of division amongst the classes, races, and religion. We see it in Europe. We see it across the entire world. You know, we've become more and more poverty stricken. We continue to lose more and more rights. Does Naomi think that it's too late for America to possibly get educated? I feel like if we, like, back to your show, you know, if you had, like, say, Robert Barnes, when you're done with the bankruptcy, do like an hour a day or something, or once a week, do a constitutional seminar. Teach the American public our Constitution and our rights. I know I didn't learn it till I was out of high school. I had to take it upon myself to look into it. They don't teach civics. They don't teach anything that gives.
Let's be clear. InfoWars will not save the world, but all of us together will, with God working through us. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's never too late. It's never too late. You asked if it's too late. It's never too late because we've seen in history that Western civilization, we've built ourselves back up from scratch many, many times over. So we're far from at the end and we can totally achieve it. I'm more optimistic than ever.
Zeit Naomi on X. Let's go to George in Connecticut. Go ahead, George. Thanks for calling.
To reiterate one point that you just said, never too late. It's never too late. The Germans stopped the marauding Hungarians across Europe, which were just like the Huns, and they stopped them at the Lech, not too far from a farm of my family. So one thing I wanted to make a point on, it seems like forever, it's been the Germans have been the punching bag of the world as if they're the most evil people. If you look at the media every day, whether it's on the internet, on the radio, on the TV, Nazis or Nazi Germany or something like that is mentioned every single day. Like every German was a Nazi, and every Nazi was a Gestapo, which was ridiculous because only one third the Germans voted at the height of the Nazi elections or the German elections for the Nazis, and out of that, most people joined the Nazi Party not because they loved the Nazi Party, but because they were looking for a job. Just like in the Soviet Union, most people joined the Communist
Party.
Sure.
Well, this is 80 years later. The world's rejecting the paradigm of Tucker Carlson's Hitler.
Yeah. But I wanted to say my mother and my family was in Germany from 1938 to 1950 as Americans, so they saw the other side. My mother started an underground group to help people get out of Nazi Germany in 39 and 38, and Germans were the ones who asked her to help because she was still a neutral until 1942, so she had a little bit more leeway than they did, and it would be shocking to know that some of those people were Nazis and did dislike Jews, but because of their religious background, they would not harm or want to kill them. And they assisted my mother, my American-born mother, to help people leave the country.
Interesting call. Thank you, sir. I know a lot of that happened. Kind of Schindler's List type deal. You want to comment to that?
Yeah, the biggest problem was the just following orders culture that we have in Germany. the snitching culture too. There are many, many Germans who are snitching on other Germans nowadays because of hate speech crimes. Like, so many reports are being made to these institutions. This needs to change. The people need to stand up for each other again. Love thy neighbor. That needs to be the main principle. But a lot of people are now standing up. And this time, we cannot eliminate the movement that is fighting for us freedom.
And we have to recognize the EU is unelected tyranny. People need to do the resistance against it. Robbie in Florida, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
To both you and Naomi, my father was a Hitler Youth child in Hamburg, Germany. And, you know, when everybody says tyranny, tyranny just doesn't cover what my father went through. My father went through living hell.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone.
All right. I'm talking to my... Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my father went through living hell during the Hitler regime as a Hitler Youth child. And it makes me sick to my stomach to hear people calling Tucker Carlson a Nazi and calling him Hitler. Because obviously these people haven't done their history to know exactly what Hitler was all about and the socialism that went along with it. A person that tried to steer socialism in a different direction was Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders was questioned about socialism, and Bernie Sanders said, well, we follow a different... So.
It is. I'm out of time, and I hear your call, and I appreciate you. Here's the thing, and I love the callers. You're all great. We all have a German on about the current unelected EU tyranny, Ursula von der Leyen arresting people, and it all is about Hitler. Why are we stuck 80 years ago? We have current tyrannies to deal with. Closing comment.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hitler is just this constant assault on us, because that's how you can silence a German, even though... You got people chanting in the streets, death to all the Jews, which are Islamists that have been imported by the
left. I don't want a carbon tax. Hitler.
Yeah.
Stop the Muslims. Hitler.
Yeah. It's ironic, but at the same time, it's very intentional. And we need to just no longer give this word any power. It's just, it has lost all its power.
It has. People can find you on X at Zeit Naomi. You're coming on the War Room. Harrison, 1 hour, 4 p.m. Central. Great job. Glad you came to town. Amazing interview.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. We're going to cut the show up now and post it on X and Rumble. It's up to you to get it out now. Carry the ball. Powerful broadcast. Powerful broadcast. God bless you all. Please remember, support us. Huge sale right now. Methylene Red about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here you are shooting that gun. That's awesome. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the support. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an ultramethylene blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the methylene blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus. It is so amazing. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. And just like you said, Alex, we have suppliers that we work with, manufacturers that we work with in Florida, Utah, Arizona, and other places. We reached out to all of them and we asked them for a formula that would super enhance the effects of methylene blue, but also work as a standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement.
That man, the back computer's picked up a transmission from Alex Jones, and he's holding some kind of red serum.
Indeed, that appears to be ultramethylene red, a powerful supplement, perhaps too powerful if it were to fall into criminal hands.
Holy neurotransmitters, Batman. What if the Riddler gets a hold of it? He could outthink us for once.
Precisely why we must act swiftly, old chum. To the Batmobile.
There he is, Batman.
What's red, bottled, and drives your brain batty with brilliance? Ultramethylene red, of course.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.